Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program. Phones are open for you to bring up whatever is on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Chris.
We're going to start out tonight talking about the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. There was something in the news that caught my attention. Some people were sharing it on social media, and they're interpreting it as though the SEC, which has been in recent years targeting cryptocurrency companies like Library, for instance, lbry.com, the decentralized blockchain-based media sharing protocol, but there is a company that is sort of behind it. Library's protocol, of course, is something the government can't really do anything about because that's out there in the wild. Anybody can copy it. It's open source and all that. But they've been harassing the company for years. And, of course, not just Library. They've been going after a variety of other cryptocurrency-related businesses and making life very difficult for them, making them have to pay millions of dollars in defense attorneys' fees just to try to, you know, take the position that, hey, we're not a security. And have to argue this with the SEC. And what has happened here, and there's a couple different stories. I know you want to talk about their expanding to crack down even harder.
Oh, yeah.
But the news here, and I saw it just as an excerpt from a court decision, and I don't have the details on which court. I'll pull that up here in just a second. But it looks like, okay, 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled, according to Reuters, that the Securities and Exchange Commission in-house judges violate the U.S. Constitution by denying fraud defendants their right to a jury trial and acting without necessary guidance from Congress.
Wait, what?
This could be basically an overturning of the administrative tribunal, basically.
Is an administrative tribunal?
Of course there is.
And they have, like, authority of a judge and can convict, like, companies or people or something?
I think so. Well, maybe not after this court decision. It's a 2-1 ruling, so not the full circuit court. I forget what they call that, where it's just a portion of the court that looks at a case. But the court ruled in favor of a hedge fund manager, George Jarkey Jr., and investment advisor Patriot 28 LLC, overturning an SEC administrative law judge's determination that they committed securities fraud. Spokesperson for the SEC and counsel for the petitioners didn't respond to a request for comment. The Dodd-Frank Act, which Congress passed in 2008, expanded the SEC's ability to seek penalties in its administrative proceedings. In its ruling Wednesday, the majority of the court said that because seeking penalties is akin to a debt collection, which is a private right, the defendants are entitled to a jury trial. The SEC had argued that it was acting to protect investors and enforce public rights found in the security laws. The majority also found that SEC judges, known as administrative law judges, lack authority under the Constitution because Congress didn't provide guidance on when the SEC should bring cases in-house instead of to a court. And I talk about which judges said yes and no and so on. The U.S. Supreme Court has now agreed to review a 5th Circuit decision against the SEC in another case challenging the agency's in-house tribunal. So it's been called into question. Here's an excerpt from the case itself. It says the SEC brought an enforcement action within the agency against petitioners for securities fraud. An SEC administrative law judge adjudged the petitioners liable and ordered various remedies, and the SEC affirmed on appeal over several constitutional arguments that petitioners raised. So, just to recap that, somebody got essentially persecuted administratively. So when something happens administratively within a government bureaucracy, you never see the inside of a courtroom.
This reminds me very much of a situation I think involving you, Ian, back in the day. You
with
had
the DMV.
With the DMV, where, like, you won a criminal case or something, and then you got administratively, you know, spanked.
That's right, and I had to go to administrative tribunal and appear and, you know, make arguments and all that. And that was actually where Mark Stevens from Adventures from Legaland represented me for a time until they kicked him out of the court, or the court,
tribunal,
quote, unquote, the tribunal. Yeah. So that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about an administrative tribunal. This is not a court. You don't have the same rights as you would have in a court, like the right to a jury trial, for instance. So that's what the SEC did to these people, and it's what it does to a lot of people.
Apparently you do have that right, and it's just now being affirmed.
Right, by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. So
unfortunately, a lot of people probably got... harmed in the process.
Over a number of years.
Yeah, who knows how long this has been going on for.
They say here that, they then appealed, the people the SEC was going after then appealed to the SEC, which, of course, is going to get you the same exact result. And so then they brought it to an actual court, and they said, we hold that, one, the SEC's in-house adjudication of their case violated their Seventh Amendment right to a jury trial. Two, Congress unconstitutionally delegated legislative power to the SEC by failing to provide an intelligible principle by which the SEC would exercise the delegated power in violation of Article I's vesting of all legislative power into Congress. And so basically saying, Congress, you have no ability to delegate your legislative power.
That's kind of interesting. I'm wondering if that also means other institutions administrative, like, you know, quote unquote courts will also be unconstitutional based on this ruling, because
I believe
they established some sort of copyright court, although it was sort of a voluntary thing, I think. And I think that passed, but I'm not 100% sure, actually. I think it did. I'm pretty sure it did. But then there's also, I think there's some other like court, and again, this is probably at the federal level, so I'm not sure if this applies to the states or not, but
yeah, I don't know about that.
There's also state courts in, or many states that have like administrative kind of tribunals for, you know, all sorts of things. So
the final point here, number three, statutory removal restrictions on the SEC. ALJ, I don't know what that stands for, violate the Take Care Clause Act of Article 2. Because the agency proceedings were unconstitutional, we grant the petition for review, vacate the decision of the SEC, and remand it for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. So, you know, I don't think this is going to send the entirety of the U.S. federal government's bureaucracy crumbling. Certainly the SEC is going to appeal this. It's going to likely go to the Supreme Court. But it is an interesting ruling basically saying that, yeah, your whole administrative process, it violates the Constitution.
It's kind of interesting by comparing it to other sorts of legalese kind of stuff that they've ruled legal. Like, for example, they don't need a warrant, the Supreme Court rules, to administratively, like, enter your premises, like your building.
Who? The cops?
The U.S. Supreme Court.
Okay.
So they ruled that basically they can come in without a warrant.
And the police can.
Administrative people, basically. They don't need a warrant in order to enter.
That's disturbing.
Extremely disturbing. And I think that's not the case in New Hampshire, because I think we passed a law here, and some states have, to change that. But, yeah, it's quite disturbing. But it's kind of interesting to contrast the two rulings. They seem to be, like, following, like, they're kind of opposing each other almost, and in the sense that this one here, you know, establishes, you know, your right, but then on the other hand, they took away your right, you know, warrantless searches in some instances.
Well, of course, when you're dealing with courts, you're just dealing with men and women with opinions, right?
Right, so, and then they make this, like, conflicting almost sounding, different topics a little bit, but still.
Well, and as we've seen with Roe versus Wade and other cases in the past, Supreme Court can change their opinion over time. And sometimes that's good, sometimes not so much. So ultimately, I think it was actually Mark Stevens who said that law is just an opinion backed by a gun.
Yep.
But that's all it really breaks down to. So I felt like this was a little bit optimistic as far as some news, or surprising news, basically saying, yeah, if the SEC comes after you administratively, they really shouldn't be doing that because it denies your right to a jury trial. I mean, they're punishing people without the right to a jury. It seems pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, it does. Another one would be the FCC, or maybe the FAA even. There's another example of agencies. agencies, I believe, have administrative type powers.
Great point. And, of course, the FCC is noteworthy because they've never gone after any unlicensed broadcasters in court.
But they have certainly threatened them.
Oh, hell yeah. They threaten the hell out of them. They scare them into paying up.
Yep.
And then if they can get them to pay, then, you know, then it's over. There's more coming up here at 603-283-6160. Meanwhile, the SEC is continuing to expand its bureaucracy. Chris has that story.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can join us here. The number 603-283-6160 coming up. Got a little bit of good news. I didn't get to it last night. About a friend of the show and occasional co-host. We haven't had him on in a while because he's been facing his own criminal charges. But he just beat three of them. We'll tell you about what happened to Savage Truth 603 nice. This week. Here tonight is Ian
and Chris.
And, of course, the number is 603-283-6160. I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. If you are ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, get over to Bitcoin.com, hit the Get Started link at the top of the page, and you can start learning about crypto. Might be a good time to do it right now. I think the prices are at around price of Bitcoin, BTC, the original, the granddaddy of all of them is, I'll give you an updated price here, just around $29,000 today, so below 30.
All I know is if I had the cash to buy and I was a buyer, I would be buying right now because it usually when it goes drops, it hasn't usually dropped by more than like a little bit more than half. So like we're probably at a low point.
You think so?
You never know for sure, but it seems like it. Like you're probably not going to be able to get much lower.
Some people believe it's going to keep on tumbling.
Why? But what basis? What's the basis of that?
Everybody has their own opinions about these things. I don't know.
I've never seen it hit like a certain high and then drop by more than like around half-ish.
I guess the theory is that I saw one theory that if Tether starts to fail, which Tether is the world's largest what they call stable coin, it's ostensibly backed by dollars, but Tether has never really shown a straight audit on their money. They've always just claimed to have what they need, but they don't ever really prove it.
Yes.
And apparently Tether's fallen by like $10 billion in the last week or so. So at the same time that the decentralized stablecoin UST took a total fall and completely failed within the last 2 weeks, Tether's also been wobbling a little bit, and it's the number one largest stablecoin out there. And so the theory is if that depegs or somehow completely implodes, then that could harm the price of Bitcoin. I'm not sure exactly how that works.
But how would that happen if they actually have assets backing it?
But that's the thing. The theory is that they don't. The theory is they only have a fraction of the assets backing it.
Okay, fair enough.
So they've never proven it.
Right, and that's true. That's true. I mean, if it is a scam or a fraud, Tether, then maybe. But I it seems like if in fact they do have, you know, if it's backed 1-to-1, or at least there's more assets than, or even if there isn't more assets, because I mean, look, you've got dollars in theory are sort of, well, they got fractional reserve banking, and fractional reserve banking has worked to some degree, or for the most part, right? So, we can argue over, but...
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But that said, you made the point. We don't know for sure what's going to happen with the price.
Definitely not.
But it is definitely down. And, of course, that's why you don't ever want to throw everything in all at once if you're interested in getting into cryptocurrency. If you're going to do it, I like dollar-cost averaging.
I totally agree with you on this.
A little bit over time.
But at least if you're going to get into it, get it in at a low point. Don't get it at a high point.
Because
I've seen people do it. But I will say one thing. I have told people, you know, this isn't a good time to get in. And then, of course, they don't get in quite as big. And then it ends up being 3 or 4 years later, and all of a sudden they still have made tons of money off of it, just because that's how it is. You know, if you hold on to it long enough,
tends to work out.
Yeah.
So go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started to start learning about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. We're going to continue. Of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts. We started out with a story about the SEC. Sounds like their administrative tribunal just got overturned by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, I presume they're going to appeal this decision to the U.S. Supreme Court, so I don't think the story is over yet when it comes to that. But, Chris, you also had a story about the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, a government bureaucracy making life very difficult for any U.S.-based cryptocurrency firm. It's basically to the point where if you are a cryptocurrency developer, if you're somebody who's coming up, cooking up the newest thing, what might be the new hot thing in crypto, or you're trying to join the DeFi scene, decentralized finance, you better just not base your company out of the United States, because you're going to have to throw millions of dollars at defending yourself just like Library is doing, LBRY.com, with the SEC. And it's got to really suck to be in that situation. I mean, I know how bad it is being under criminal charges by the federal government, completely bogus criminal charges, but it's got to be just as frustrating. I mean, even though there's no jail time, per se, for the folks at Library, but there is the potential ruination of their business.
I thought that was criminal against at least Jeremy.
I've not heard of him being arrested, if that's the case.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about an arrest either, but I understood it to be criminal. I thought it was criminal as far as
I don't think so. I think they're just trying to determine whether or not that the Library token is a security.
So it would be civil then?
Yeah. So the SEC is they're doing depositions and stuff. So that's a civil case.
Okay.
So the SEC is trying to argue that it's a security, and the Library is saying nah. And so that, you know, if it turns out to be a security, maybe they will issue fines against Library in that particular case. But I don't think you would see an arrest.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm no expert on these things. So what's the news about?
Yeah, so
SEC.
So this is from CNN Business, apparently. SEC launches a hiring spree to fight cryptocurrency fraud. So, I thought this was interesting just because it's like, okay, what fraud are we talking about? Because,
I mean,
don't get me wrong, there's fraud, but my suspicion is they're not actually talking about the people committing the fraud. They're talking about people who are doing things like selling cryptocurrency. But, I don't know.
Or competing with the banks in some way, shape, or form, or the stock market.
Right. The Securities and Exchange Commission is vastly expanding its fight against cryptocurrency fraud by hiring more than a dozen new employees to combat cybercrime, the agency said Tuesday. The additional 20 positions will result in almost a doubling in the size of the agency's cyber unit, which is also being renamed the Crypto Assets and Cyber Unit to reflect the group's growing mission, the SEC said in a release. The cyber unit was first founded within the SEC's Enforcement Division in 2017. I think this is, my gut feeling is this may be a scare story to get people to pay their crypto taxes, but I'm not 100% sure. But is that even what the SEC does?
No.
Would that be the IRS? So I don't know.
Maybe the IRS.
By nearly doubling the size of their, I might be thinking of another story that was in regard to the IRS, though, because I think the IRS was also hiring, so I'm probably just thinking of the wrong story.
Yeah, there's an all-out assault against cryptocurrency the United States government. And look, if you want to protect people from crypto fraud, just tell them to be careful when they're opening emails. I mean, I get all day long, you know, most of them go to my spam folder, but I get crypto fraud emails constantly.
The problem is there's a deeper underlying problem when it comes to people who get deceived, when it comes to frauds. It's not cryptocurrency. If it wasn't cryptocurrency, and here's the thing, there was a time before cryptocurrency, and these frauds also happened then.
They sure did.
So it's not cryptocurrency, that's the problem. The problem is a lot of it is people who are, you know, they may be vulnerable individuals who can't distinguish, I don't know, something that's legit and not. But these are also people who probably shouldn't be, you know, managing their own finances.
Yeah, they shouldn't have a checkbook. Yeah, there was a point at which my grandparents had dementia or something like that. And anybody who came by and knocked on the door and wanted to get them to write a check could probably finagle them into writing a check for something, right? So they couldn't handle that stuff anymore. And we got more coming up here on what exactly they're doing. They're going to expand their so-called crypto fraud division in the SEC. And you can join us and bring up whatever's on your mind at 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. It's open book.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A judge is keeping Title 42 in place for the time being. The Louisiana judge keeping his injunction in place for the policy that has been used nearly 2 million times since 2020 to deny illegal immigrants from seeking asylum in the United States due to COVID restrictions. This rancher telling Fox News even with Title 42 in place, he sees thousands of illegal immigrants cross his ranch every year.
There are cartel scouts on our mountains who are watching us and watching the Border Patrol and watching people and guiding them through.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi isn't allowed to participate in communion over her supportive stance on abortion. The San Francisco Archbishop barring Pelosi from taking communion until she renounces abortion rights altogether. USA Radio News. Gunfire broke out at a McDonald's restaurant in downtown Chicago Thursday night, leaving two people dead and seven injured. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says they arrested another person in addition to the gunman.
There's also another individual down inside the CTA platform that obstructs the officers from making an arrest, and that person is also charged with obstructing officers at the scene.
Brown goes on to say they're looking for a possible third suspect believed to have handed the gunman the weapon. More Americans are eligible for a COVID booster shot Friday. This comes after the Pfizer shot was cleared for use in 5 to 11-year-olds. However, the director of the CDC noted vaccination with the primary series or COVID shots among kids in that range lags way behind other groups. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open if you want to join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian and Chris. I want to say thanks to Nelson Aquino, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS Patreon. Nelson is a platinum level, which means he's doing at least $25 a month to help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. It helps us. We definitely appreciate it. Nelson, thank you for your support over there. And you can go to amps.freetalklive.com to join us. That's amps.freetalklive.com. If you value what we do here and you're willing to spend $5 a month to support Free Talk Live, you can do that easily with your PayPal, your debit card, credit card over at amps.freetalklive.com. You get some cool benefits for doing that as well. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Let's continue here. Chris, you were telling us about the SEC. They're doing some tough talking. They're saying they're doubling the size of their crypto enforcement bureaucracy. And of course, that's what bureaucrats love to do. They love to expand bureaucracy. They love to double their budgets.
They do. And they really do.
More people means they got to have a bigger budget.
More people, more power.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And more destroying of people's lives, because that's what ultimately this group does. They're going after people like library. They're going after businesses that are offering services on the crypto world, which has prior to the last several years been completely unregulated. There's been no government bureaucracy standing in anyone's way. And then all of a sudden they decided, oh, there's too much money moving around here. And, you know, we're the government and we can't let anybody send money around or value around without getting a piece. And so they came in and they threatened multiple businesses with their stupid regulations, and now they're going to be able to do more of it.
I mean, there's certainly history of this, even predating cryptocurrencies. Not cryptocurrencies, obviously, but with I'm trying to think what they called it. I can't think of it at the moment, but the
Liberty Dollar?
Yeah, Liberty Dollar. That's what it was.
Okay, and that's silver, silver-backed warehouse receipts.
Yeah, yeah.
And so. Actual silver coins. They didn't have an issue with the SEC, per se.
It's government. It's all government.
I think it was
the IRS. I mean, just
because
they have a different department go out, crack down on something doesn't mean it's not government.
They did get cracked down upon, and all of their silver was stolen, and their gold was stolen by the federal government, ultimately charging Bernard von Nothaus, its founder, with so-called counterfeiting for making a completely different currency. But because he used, like, the Statue of Liberty icon, and he used the word liberty or whatever, there were certain things that he put, certain, you know, iconography that he put on his silver rounds that they said, oh, well, it's too much like the U.S. government's money. So therefore, it's counterfeit.
Is the Statue of Liberty on any bill?
No.
I was going to say, I didn't think so. So where's the similarities to...
He put in God We Trust on there. I mean, there were a few things on there that they said, oh, it's just it's too similar. It's confusing people. And they managed to get a jury to convict him.
I mean, that sounds like play money to me if it had a Statue of Liberty on it.
Yeah. I mean, it also had a phone number on it and a website on it. And the U.S. government doesn't have that on their money.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, so by nearly doubling the size of this key unit, the SEC will be better equipped to police wrongdoing in the crypto markets while continuing to identify disclosure and controls issues with respect to cybersecurity. SEC Chair Gary Gensler said in a statement, in addition to policing cryptocurrency exchanges and coin offerings, the SEC will also be monitoring NFTs, decentralized finance platforms, and stablecoins, the release said. Okay, so this doesn't sound like they're targeting users anyway at this point.
No, it's too hard for them to target users.
It is.
They always, government goes after the centers. They go after the corporations. They go after where the money is. Now, there may be some big users, you know, whales or whatever you want to call them out there, but they're harder to get a hold of, especially in a system where you can't easily identify who the customers
are. They're definitely going after some small fish.
Sure.
I mean, obviously, you know, at least politically, you know, politically targeted individuals. There have been a few cases where libertarians have been targeted, clearly, you know, by government. I mean, again, I don't know if I'm not saying SEC specifically, but government agents targeted individuals who, you know, small-time kind of crypto sales and things of that nature. So, the list of open positions will include opportunities for fraud analysts, trial and investigative attorneys, and supervisors, SEC said. Yeah, I mean, this is so weird, too, because they're saying fraud. Like, what do they mean by fraud?
Well, normally fraud means when somebody is scammed, right? There's some sort of dishonesty in attempt to acquire property or money out of somebody. But as we've seen with the Crypto 6 case, they are alleging in our case that fraud is just saying something a bank doesn't agree with.
How do you know what a bank is going to agree with or not agree with?
Or what the federal government agrees with in this particular case. So...
Interesting.
They're constantly, of course, it's in the government's interest to interpret statutes in a way that benefits them, right? So the legislature writes the statute, and then bureaucrats enforce it. So there's the original intention of the legislature, whatever that was, and then there's the way the bureaucrats interpret what the legislature wrote.
Which is going to be as broad as possible.
Exactly.
Because they want power.
Exactly, which is why they're charging us with the people in the Crypto 6 case, which you can learn more about at thecrypto6.com. That's why they're charging us with money transmission without a license or whatever, even though we're going to argue that Bitcoin isn't even money in the first place.
Well, it's not.
Of course, they want it to be, right?
Like, well, it's not under their own definitions. That's the funny part about this, right? Like, even if you and I were to say it's money, that doesn't mean it's legally money under the law.
Correct.
And therein lies the problem, at least one of the many problems, right, with the whole the charges in that case.
Yeah. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't stop them, even though you're right, and that their own definitions, you know, make it a pretty cut and dry case, and that at least for that particular charge, it doesn't matter to them because it's no skin off their back to bring a charge that they will ultimately lose or drop simply because it's another charge that they can bring against somebody to try to intimidate them to take a plea deal. So far, that intimidation has worked with three out of the six people.
And the reason why it's scary...
Four out of the six, really.
The reason it's scary is because you're right doesn't necessarily mean that a judge or a jury is going to come to the correct conclusion, right?
Correct.
This is one of these things I think most people don't understand. I mean, a lot of this stuff is, you know, it's set up such that you lose, and you lose either way.
Right.
If you take it to trial, you spend, you know, who knows how much money. If you settle, well, I mean, you might get out in a shorter amount of time, relatively speaking.
But then you're a convict.
Right. But then you're a convict. The rest of your life is potentially, you know, impacted. You know, there's so many. Yeah, it's so scary.
It is really scary, and it's an absolute nightmare. You know, whether we're talking about people being charged criminally or we're talking about the companies that the SEC is going after, like Library, where, again, they're not necessarily facing criminal charges, but as you said, you lose either way. If Library becomes, you know, successful at the end of this case between them and the SEC, if Library, you know, gets found, whatever, not responsible, I don't know what the term is in civil court, but not liable or whatever it is, then they still spent millions of dollars on attorneys.
Right.
Now, maybe they'll be able to recover that from the SEC. I don't know how all that works.
I doubt it. I mean,
but, you know, one thing you can't get back is even if they are able to say, all right, well, you know, you owe us attorney's fees, and then the SEC pays $5 million and they, you know, reimburse for whatever it is they've spent on the attorney's fees, you still wasted half a decade of their time. Because this has been going on for years, the threats against Library.
Yep. They've been dealing at least five, and that was like a couple years ago.
Several years.
Yeah.
And so the CEO, Jeremy Kaufman, who's now running for U.S. Senate here as a Libertarian in New Hampshire, he hasn't been able to focus on all the things that he would normally focus on. You only have so many hours in a day, and if you're busy doing depositions, talking to lawyers, driving to appointments, and, you know, doing all the stupid crap that you have to do to deal with this overhanging civil case, you don't ever get that back. And it doesn't matter if they send him another $2 million or whatever. He could have spent all that time developing. No, of course it won't.
I mean, and the thing is, you know, if he had just set up outside the United States in a more favorable jurisdiction, he may not have even encountered this.
Yeah.
That's the crazy thing.
That is. And that's why I say, if you're doing something with something innovative with cryptocurrency, just go ahead and plan to not start it in the United States. Because they're not going to get any better. They're not going to lessen their attacks. As you said here, they're doubling the size of their attacking agency within the SEC. There's more coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've been talking about the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. They are talking tough and hiring more bureaucrats to go after more peaceful people. And there's no doubt that in the financial world there is fraud. And certainly in the crypto world there's plenty of it. But as you pointed out, Chris, there was fraud before crypto. There will be fraud into the future. There was fraud as long as there was somebody who wanted to pull the wool over the eyes of another human being.
Yeah, it's funny because the it used to be in the early 90s, money orders were the go-to thing, and you'd have check fraud, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not that that stuff doesn't happen. It still happens, but it's just like because there's different tools, all of a sudden you're going to go after the tool, whereas you didn't go after the post office, you know, back in the day. Right. Why are you going after, you know, like the intermediary just because it's, you know, convenient?
Yes, yeah, that's a good point. And even today, you know, they've been coming after the Crypto Six, alleging we committed fraud, and we certainly didn't, but that's what they're alleging. Yet when you want to, anytime you want, you can go down to your local 24-hour CVS or Walgreens or whatever, walk in, Walmart, buy one of these prepaid gift cards off this huge rack of prepaid gift cards, Visa, yep, MasterCard. You can take up to $500, I think, in a lot of cases.
It's funny because it's actually a very common means of getting people to pay their, you know, whatever bills that supposedly, you know, they have debts for that they didn't pay, and they're going to shut off, or the IRS, like, there's ones that are people pretending to be the IRS calling, and it's like...
And then they ask the person to go and buy gift cards.
Right. The IRS is not going to ask you to go buy gift cards.
But people will do it because they're afraid. Because they're afraid of the government, number one. So the fraudsters use the fear of the state, this sort of inculcated fear that we've all had been given over years of obedience training and going to government schools and watching the news and seeing them going after people for, you know, not paying taxes or whatever, right? So there's this constant cloud of fear that people understand at some level, at some internal level, they know the government will hurt them if they don't do what they say. So all the fraudsters have to do is just simply call up and claim to be from the IRS or the Social Security office or the military or whatever and say, oh, well, if you don't do what we say, then we're going to hurt you. We're going to arrest you or we're going to arrest your husband or whatever. And people just, they believe it and they go out and they do exactly what they're told, whether it's going and getting an account on a crypto exchange and sending the Bitcoin to the fraudster, letting the fraudster take over their computer entirely so the fraudster does it themselves, or going down to the local CVS or Walmart and buying a stack of gift cards, you know, emptying their bank account first and then going and, you know, putting cash in at Walgreens. Where all you have to do is if you – and I went down and I tried it. I just want to see how easy is it. What kind of quote-unquote know your customer do you have to go through? And you know what it is?
None.
It's a question on the screen. If you go to the little automated checkout machine, yep. It's a question on the screen, and it says something like, you're not being scammed, are you?
Yeah.
Click yes or no. And then, boom, you can complete the sale, walk out the door, and then you send all the data to the scammer, and they take the money.
Yeah. There's
all the time.
There's no know-your-customer going on with that, prepaid cards.
Nope.
And it's interesting because they frequently, and this is one of the reasons why you know it's happening, it's because they even have, it's happening so frequently, and probably even more so than crypto, but it happens so frequently, and you know it because every one of these places has signage up, you know. Printed off signage, like on.
Being careful.
Yeah, about fraud. Yep. And it's like, if this is not something that is, it's crypto, you know, it's not specific to crypto. It's not, crypto is not no. even, funny thing is, crypto isn't even making it easier, really. And not for little old ladies to buy, you know, it's way easier to for a little old lady to go into a store and buy a gift card than it is and give those numbers.
To negotiate a crypto exchange.
Than to do a crypto
like
exchange,
that.
Yeah. So, now, I'm not saying that there aren't some reasons that, you know, somebody who's trying to scam you or defraud you doesn't want crypto. But it's still, as far as actually pulling off the scam in the first place, it's easier to do with a traditional prepaid type product.
The number 603-283-6160. And it's just so sad because, you know, as you pointed out, these things continue unabated. There's been no slowdown. Hiring more SEC agents isn't going to do anything. The SEC isn't going to stop little old ladies from being scammed at Walmart.
Nope.
By buying these cards. That's not going to ever happen. The SEC goes after businesses. They go after centralized organizations that have a lot of money because their goal is to extract money from people. Their goal isn't to help any old ladies. In the same way that the FBI coming after the Crypto Six, their goal isn't to help old ladies either, even though they're going to make the argument that somehow... You know, the old women were victimized through our actions. It's
what
ridiculous.
These bureaucracies do is they deceive the public. That's the primary thing they do. They do the very thing that they call out others for doing that aren't actually doing the things that they're claiming. They want you to think that, oh, it's crypto, it's scary old cryptocurrencies, you know, that are, you know, the cause or whatever, and these people are, you know, the scammers when they're not the scammers. It's actually other people because that's easy, you know, these are easy targets. Actually going after scammers is really difficult by comparison. You know, doing things, and the government, these bureaucracies, they're not set up. They're set up as like criminal type organizations. They're not set up to educate the public. They're not doing anything that's going to be like, oh, hey, if you have a, you know, a grandmother or, you know, parents or whatever, and they're getting senile, you know, make sure you arrange it before they get to that point so that you have control over their finances, because otherwise
they're going to empty the bank account.
Right. Somebody's going to scam your parents or your grandparents.
It's sad. And it's just like there's the best thing you can do is make people aware and make people, you know, give them information, and then maybe these scams won't work on them, or as you say, Chris, you know, completely take over their bank accounts. But even in that case, there's still people who are younger than you would expect that would get caught in
there
some
are,
of these things.
There are.
So while they certainly, these scammers do target elderly folks, I think probably primarily because they're more easily manipulated, I've seen people getting scammed who were,
I mean,
you know, in their 20s.
Yeah, I mean, it's
30s.
It's, I don't even know what the expression is, but it's hard to, I think it's something like, it's hard to fix dumb, right?
Yeah. Ignorance.
It's hard to fix ignorance, yeah. But it's not impossible, I don't necessarily think, if people are made aware of the scams. I think a lot of people who are young and just not aware of it, some of it's just people not being aware of it, not necessarily being, you know, totally dumb, just not aware of it, you know?
Let's go to the phones. Dave Ridley is on the line here. Ridley, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Do we have him? Sorry, I had you muted.
But here I am.
We have you now. Go ahead.
Okay, so have you guys, I need my glasses on here. So you guys, have you guys talked much about Lech Walesa's new speech in New Hampshire?
Who?
The former president of Poland.
I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, I don't think we talked about him at all.
He's the guy that led the revolution against the Soviet Union. And he was like the tip of the spear back in the 80s. Not just in Poland, but across Eastern Europe. He's the one name that is most synonymous with bringing down the Soviet Union, next to Ronald Reagan. Yeah. So he was in New Hampshire a couple weeks ago and gave a speech to the New Hampshire House. And as you might expect, there was all kinds of opportunity for us New Hampshire exiters to see hypocrisy in what the House was supporting, right? And all the independence that he was talking up during his speech, that the House voted against when it was their country, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he said some things that I wrote down exact quotes of what his interpreter said. He doesn't speak much English. He was talking about how we from outside should turn Russia into a bunch of smaller countries and foster independence of these places we've never heard of in Russia. He said, quote, Russia can be such a beautiful country, but not bigger than having 50 million inhabitants. So I think we are now standing the chance of giving this final blow, and let us get down to work in order to pull the right triggers, unquote. So he wants to take, like he says, Russia consists of 60 different nationalities, and we should try to turn each one of them into a separate country, basically, from the outside, right? Mm. This is something for people who live there to decide, right?
Sure.
Doing this from outside is questionable, and I say that as a secessionist, because you don't impose secession on some other country from outside, right? But that's
we've seen how that works when countries like the UK or have gone in and forcibly carved up lands, and it usually creates quite a bit of resistance and anger. But I know you were driving at something here. Stand by, Ridley. We'll continue in moments. Hour number two is coming up. The number is 603-283-6160. Yeah, secession has to be something that the people choose, not something that is shoved down their throats. But you can join us and share your thoughts. In fact, there's another story that's got secession in the news again. We'll share that coming up as well.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.